This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was John Morosi on the Red Sox lineup after the Alex Bregman signing. You think they're done, Keefe? I know Brad Foe, when we talked to him earlier, and you can check that out on the Odyssey app as well as our emergency Keefe for Madness, Jimmy Butler in his shorts.
Wow.
Make sure you go back and listen to those if you missed them. But Brad Foe said, well, they're probably not done. They're still looking to add a reliever, maybe David Robertson, maybe, I don't remember the other name he gave us, but like another middle relief option. That's not what I'm talking about. I was talking about something like what Morosi's suggesting there. Yoshida could still move, Abreu, if you're thinking big, Tristan Casas. Like, I'm wondering if there's still another shoe like that to drop.
Well, we got a bunch of texts saying, what about Nolan Arenado? Like, what is that done? And I'm like, well, yeah, I think so.
I also think so.
But I guess there is a scenario where you put him at third and Bregman's just still playing second and Devers the DH in that scenario, right? Where Yoshida's gone or just not the everyday DH.
Okay, right.
Hadn't thought about that either, but that's the place he wants to go.
If you're getting Arenado, then Bregman isn't at third, so what's the point of that? But
keep him at second and Arenado plays third. I think I just blew your brain.
Okay, well, you kind of did. Okay, that's still not what I was thinking. What's that going to cost you? It's still not much, right?
Minor, I don't think much.
Minor,
I
mean, prospects.
It seemed like that
money.
Deal was, if they didn't get Bregman, if Bregman ended up in Detroit or whatever, don't you think they just would have gotten him? And then they would have had to figure, he doesn't have the second base flexibility, so they would have had to figure something else out. And who knows who would have been the starting second baseman.
I would feel a lot differently about Arenado if he's in addition to Bregman.
Same.
Than in place of Bregman.
Agreed.
And so that might be one where I'd really have to see what they gave up. Who are the, like, I don't think it's going to cost you a premium prospect, so I don't think it would bother me.
But where this,
but let me reserve the right to change my mind until I see what the actual deal was. But I think now that Bregman's here, I'm way more on board with if they want to go over the top and add Bregman and get Devers the hell off at third base. And now that's your reason to play Bregman at second. I'm more okay with Bregman at second if you have an all-time defensive third baseman like Arenado at third.
Yeah.
Versus Devers, who stinks there.
You imagine if Devers blocks both those guys and they have Arenado play like first or something. You're like, wait, what?
I mean, with this team, you never know.
No, I'm open to other moves, but I'm also good if they don't. Like, I'm good right now if this is the team that they have, because you can always make changes, you know, come, you know, trade deadline and all that. They should absolutely be in the playoff mix, so they should be a buyer. The things they really need to figure out, obviously, are you know, is there any flexibility on Bregman playing third? Who the closer is going to be? What the rotation is going to look like and everything else? But overall, top to bottom, the lineup looks significantly better just by adding this one single player than it did yesterday. So a lot of reasons to be excited about it.
Do you think this represents a difference in the way the Red Sox do business? Because I think a lot of people want to leap to that. Well, they're spending money, and we've wanted them to spend money, and see, they spend money. Tough look for the they don't spend money crowd. I've even seen this in Twitch, I think, from our buddy Dubs. Oh, I thought Craig Breslow and Chaim Bloom were the same, which that's just mostly because I can't keep their names straight.
And they sound similar.
And their initials are the same and all these things. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Breslow wanted to do this signing. I don't think this was Breslow's idea or that he was on board with it at all.
For the last several weeks, we've heard that Cora wants Bregman and Breslow didn't.
Correct. So
yes, you do. Yes.
So I think you know, Pete Abraham recently reported in the Boston Globe Breslow didn't want to sign him. I think it was McAdam, like, literally months ago. When we talked to Breslow after they traded for Garrett Crochet, we asked him about whether or not he was on board with making moves. He's like, I don't know where that came from, but it's been out there that long that Breslow has been the one digging his heels in on not.
He wouldn't even talk about him.
Yeah.
Remember? I can't talk about free agents.
What?
Which you definitely can.
Sure can.
So maybe Henry finally said, whatever, we're doing it. I want a cool picture of me, you know, puffing on cigars by the fireplace.
That was a cool picture.
In my mom jeans.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's what he wanted. I don't know. But I'm not ready to make the leap and say the Red Sox are back to doing business the way they used to. They might be back in the playoffs this year. They might be back to contending. I like their team after this move. But are they back to spending like the old Red Sox? That to me is a massive leap.
No, I don't think you can go there because wouldn't you have said that after Devers? So they screw up the bets thing. That's gone. So I was like, all right, you can kick and scream about it, which I still do. But at some point, you need to move on as a franchise. And so they give a massive contract to Rafael Devers. Then what? Like, then what were the next big moves after that? Like, so those kind of disappeared. I mean, you were haggling back and forth over $500,000 with Jaren Duran,
mm-hmm.
who finished in the top eight in the MVP vote last year. So you're haggling with him. You claimed to be in on Juan Soto, didn't get him, then didn't sign anybody for the longest time. And then you get Bregman, which I'm excited about. But I'm not going to say, man, next offseason, every big free agent, Red Sox are going to be in the mix. Like, I don't know. I think it's more of a case-by-case basis. Plus, Bregman was such a perfect fit. The Cora connection, the needs on the field, even the needs just like as a professional in the locker room. Like, all of those check the boxes that hard to say they're going to be willing to give a guy $40 million a year, you know, next offseason.
Well, I think the AAV is why some people make that leap. I don't think it's a straw man to say people are making that leap, that the mm-hmm. Red Sox are bagging this. Oh, see, they do spend money, and I literally heard it today. They're back to a top five or six spending team in baseball, and even when they were down, they were still 11th or 12th. Like, that to me is nonsense.
Yeah.
You should always be a top five spending team in baseball, and probably closer to two or three if you're not one.
Well, $120 million. So I know it's
Thank
all
different. I think you're going to say what I was just about to say. Yeah. 40 AAV sounds massive.
40 is huge. It's one of the five biggest contracts.
$120 million investment in this day and age really is not that much.
You know how many players? This is a fun. I have a lot of stats today.
I like these.
A lot of trivia.
Rich Keefe's stats and info department must have been up late last night.
Just sheer dollars. So that means you could sign a one-year deal or a 15-year deal. But mm-hmm. sheer dollars, 120 would be the what highest ranked contract?
20th.
48th.
Holy crap.
Like, baseball money is crazy.
Is Story on that list? Does Story make more over the life of it?
Yeah. Trevor Story has $140 million coming his way, but that was over 6 years. But so he is tied for the 41st biggest contract in baseball.
Right. So 40 AAV sounds massive, but the $120 million investment still is not significant. I'm happy they did it.
Same.
But the idea that, like, okay, the next time the Red Sox want their guy, they're going to get him. They waited 4 months for this guy.
Yeah.
And there's risk in losing him. They thought, and maybe they did peg the market right, they thought he didn't want to go to Detroit. What if at the end of the day he's like, you know what, I will take the 170 and go to Detroit. Then what?
I think they have three of the 65 biggest contracts in baseball.
Okay. Yeah, Devers, Story, and that. Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
so that's what they got right now. Yeah. And then, you know, if they're able to lock up Garrett Crochet, he would certainly join that list as well. But that's sort of, you know, where they're at. You know, teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees, maybe a little bit of a different story, but, you know, they don't need to outspend the Dodgers and the Yankees. They just need to outspend the Oakland A's in an offseason or outspend the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, they need to make sure they're spending more than those teams.
Yeah, well, they better do that. 617-779-7937. That's your text number. You can't change your narrative on your opinion of Breslow. Just admit you were wrong. I don't think we're changing any. This is an ownership thing. This doesn't have anything to do with Breslow.
Yeah.
And I would cite multiple reports that say Breslow didn't want to do it. Cora and Kennedy wanted to do it. Henry was more on Breslow's side. And finally, I think he broke and decided to do it.
Yeah.
So why did he do it now, I think, is an interesting question. You seem to think it's purely about the deadline and guys are about to report. Maybe Breslow said, Bregman said.
I think it's more of a Bregman thing.
Get all your offers in. I want to be on time. I don't want to be Jeremy Swayman showing up one game into the regular season out of shape. Out of playing shape, and I want to be ready to go. So, you know what? This is all fun and games, but I want to sign somewhere and be ready to go in spring training. Get your last best offers in, and I'm picking a team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and I think the Red Sox at that point said, all right, you know, we're not going to give you a long-term deal, but what if we kind of overwhelm you in the short term? You know, the Minnesota Twins did this a few years ago with Carlos Correa, and that was it $36 million a year, like a few years ago, which seemed insane for Carlos Correa, but he got it with opt-outs and everything else. So rather than pursuing a 10-12-year deal, he signed a real short-term deal, high average annual value, and opt-outs.
Was that the offseason where he failed like four physicals and ended up in Minnesota?
I think so, because he was going to go to the Giants, right? And he was like all over the place, and then he ended up there. So that was sort of a strange contract, but it was funny. Like at the end of the day, he got four different contract offers. They were all different. 2 6-year deals, a 4-year deal, and a 3-year deal. The money was different in all of them. And he ended up going for the shortest term deal, but kind of bet on yourself, which I also kind of like about this whole thing.
Me too.
You give a guy a 10-year deal, like who's to say they're not going to coast through a couple of those years? So, like they get all that money guaranteed to them.
We have 100% seen it.
Yep.
And I don't think this guy is Pablo Sandoval key for many obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing that does sound familiar in my commentary. I'm like, this guy's a winner. This guy's come up big on a big stage. I want a guy who's been a winning player and all these those were all things we said about Sandoval. Now, there were obvious physical red flags with Sandoval that there aren't with Bregman. But I wonder if I've fallen too much in love with like the winning pedigree aspect of Bregman. I really like that about this
Sandoval
deal.
Sandoval also really stood out in the postseason.
Yeah.
Like Bregman's a better regular season player Sandoval.
He's been second in the MVP voting. Yeah.
No, but that was the guy that you thought, and you know, they also thought they could market him. They thought that he could be a guy that would help sell T-shirt jerseys and panda dolls.
Do you think Bregman's marketable?
Yes. I mean, I don't think there are many baseball players overall who are like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sorry,
that.
I don't mean like at the National. I mean like here in Boston. Like, is he going to be a thing? Is he a marketable guy and a thing in Boston?
I think he can be. I do. So this is to flip the other side. The fact that he truly has like a 1-year deal might make that a little bit tougher. Because like, it's easier to sort of embrace Devers because you see the long-term deal and you're like, if I go buy a Devers jersey, is he going to be on the team next year? You're like, yeah, he is. Like that, right? That kind of mindset?
Right, he might not be at third base, but he'll be on the team.
Like, he's going to hit. Yeah. But somebody like Bregman, I think in the short term, yes, to answer your question. I think he can be. You know, when we go to Fenway and you see like the shirts in the stands, I think it's probably going to be a ton of Bregman ones, would be my guess.
Well, I just got my first... jersey in my current wardrobe, not the first of my life, but yeah. If you're watching on twitch.tv,
you get a nice kit.
Yeah, you don't just tune in for Jimmy Butler pooping his pants. You can tune in for these sweet Revs kits. What are they called again? The Eastern Pine?
This is the Eastern Pine kit. Brand new for 2025.
Yeah, nice.
No big deal.
Nice. Look at that. Hello.
Yeah.
With these kits that we're wearing today.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to take it off.
Am I gonna add to my jersey, my now exponentially growing jersey connection, and go get a Breslau one? I keep saying Breslau. Bregman one?
You should get a Breslau one.
I can't get Breslau's name right. I call Breslau Bloom, and now I'm calling Bregman Breslau.
That's a problem.
Too many bees.
The killer bees.
Should I go get myself a Bregman jersey? T-shirt jersey.
Yeah, I think it's a good one to get.
All right, nice.
A couple years ago at like the pro shop or whatever around Fenway, and I remember being blown away that most of the jerseys in there were Yoshida and Verdugo. And I was like, oh, no. this team's in trouble.
I kind of had a similar feeling when we were at the Patriots Pro Shop. This is the year before Drake May.
Oh, yeah, Attack.
We were down there for the Army-Navy game that year. And we did a broadcast from down there, as you did, Keith. You were there for that. And I popped in the Patriots Pro Shop. I'm like, what's in here? Yeah, it was all Mac jerseys.
Mac.
And like
Stevenson, maybe? Not even.
I don't
maybe
even
just
know.
Mac.
It might have been Mac in like throwback jerseys. And I'm like, boy, this is a rough place to be.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, where's my Zappy t-shirt jersey?
Yeah.
Couldn't even get those. So, yeah. I mean, this helps from that standpoint.
What do you think will be the most popular Red Sox jersey this year? Devers still? Duran?
I think Duran has a real case. That's actually what I was going to say.
Yeah. Maybe Duran.
Duran's popular. Duran's fun to watch.
Crochet should shoot
He's
up the
got
board.
Some questionable things to say in the batter's box, but I would imagine that's the hot seller.
Crochet could do well.
Crochet could.
If he like really like starts hot and everyone's like, wow, this is what this guy's capable of.
I think Cora wanted Bregman for baseball reasons.
Definitely.
Which I applaud him for.
Yes.
You know, you gotta, if you go into a slump and you gotta cook up a cheating scandal, these two are aligned. So I think Cora wanted him for baseball reasons.
Yep.
I think Kennedy wanted him for the reasons we just talked about, selling t-shirts and bobbleheads and things like this. I don't think Breslow wanted him. And I think Henry finally broke. So why? The question now is why? And I get the Twitch chat, $10 shake, was saying, who cares about the last 5 years? Just look forward to this year.
Well,
I mean, I just wonder if the last 5 years inform us to what they're going to do going forward, or if this is a legitimate, you know, break in their trends. I hope it's a change, but I'm not sold on that. Let's get to some phone calls here. Brian is in Salem. Hello, Brian.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm glad your ratings are up, and I want you to last forever because you're my favorite show on the radio.
Thank you, Brian.
That being said, what do you think about Big Poppy, the ambassador for the Red Sox, having a conversation with Rafael and convincing him that going to a DH spot, minimizing any hurt feelings, and he could be the next big DH from the greatest DH in the history of the game.
Okay, I think the Red Sox would have to want to move Devers.
Yeah.
Why do you think Bregman is at second base? Whose call, or what's the motivation behind that?
I don't know if it's something that they agreed to when Devers signed the contract.
So you think Devers was like, I'll sign your deal and I'll take your money.
I think it's,
and I won't go to free agency, but I want to play third base.
I think it's more he wants to play third than they say, we're paying you all this money, you have to play third. Because if they're going to pay this guy all this money to play second, like, that doesn't add up. And I know it's less years, but still, there's a chance you pay a guy $120 million to play 3 years of second
base.
Okay,
but it's a higher AAV and less years. But it's a way less significant investment. Like John Henry's investing $320 or whatever it is to Devers. This is it's $200 million more than what they're spending on Bregman. And if Bregman opts out after a year, it's a lot more. So,
but if a really good DH hit the market right now, he'd probably get $30 million a year.
Yeah. So I wonder. I don't know, but I wonder if the motivation is John Henry saying we're not paying this guy $300 million to DH, which I think is silly.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's the motivation and why they won't do it. But regardless,
but maybe if the Red Sox out of that.
If the Red Sox need to sell him and the caller's right, sure, bring David Ortiz to go convince him.
This is the problem with Henry not watching the games and seeing Devers boot the ball all around third base. If he saw that, he'd be like, DH him.
Good point.
Like, you're already paying him. So, right? Like, what's the best thing for the team? When you initially signed him, I could see
he's
third baseman.
Since when do they do the best thing for the team, Keith?
Well, they signed Bregman yesterday.
Okay, so I mean, that's like a brand new thing. But for like 3 or 4 years, they haven't done anything close to what's best for the team.
Well, people can change. If you can change, I can change. People can change.
Well, when you throw that in my face.
There needs to be some convincing to somebody. Whether you're convincing Devers, you're convincing, I don't think it's to convince Cora. I think he's just trying to say all the right things. Or you're convincing, like, Henry. Somebody needs to convince it. I don't hate the caller's idea. Like, if it's really a Devers thing and Cora tries to explain it to him, then you have Ortiz be like, listen, it's great. Just focus on your hitting. Here's what I did during the game to sort of stay invested. Because I think that's some player's issue is, like, I just sit around for how long? Yeah. And then I got to go take my four hacks?
I think it legitimately helps the team from multiple standpoints. The defense is self-evident. Bregman over Devers at third. I think it has the potential to help his bat as well. And I guess what you just said could be the case where I got too much time on my hands. I'm thinking about it too much. But you can really focus on hitting. You won't have, the injuries and attrition keep you off the field or affect you at the plate because you're not going to get hurt diving around for ground balls. And on top of that, there's no like carrying over your errors or a bad defensive play to your next at bat. I think it would tangibly help him at the plate. But that one's projection. The defense, I don't think there's any debate to. You want a trade idea from David in Florida?
No.
David in Florida, what do you got?
Good afternoon. First of all, I got a trade thing you were talking about earlier. What about Casas and Rafaela? Rafaela is surplus because they got Duran in center field. What about Rafaela and Casas to Toronto for Vlade?
What do you think?
Sure.
Vlade Divac? That will be the trick.
One of the best big man passers of all time.
That'd be the trick. Toronto goes, we'll do it for Vlade. And you go, done. And they go, ha!
Dude, I'll take Guerrero.
Yeah.
Definitely take Vlad Guerrero. A lot of the reports were like maybe next year they end up getting him, right? Wasn't one of the national guys was like, he projected like 2026 Guerrero will be on the Red Sox.
Okay, but this is when we're talking about are the Red Sox actually going to do business differently, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah. If they're in on somebody like that, then like, okay.
No. If they sign Vladdy Jr., at the winter meetings next year.
Lottie Senior might have some game left.
He might. Honestly, I'd take him.
Yeah.
If they sign him next year at the winter meetings, it's like, oh, okay, now they're back. That's the kind of move that would represent the Red Sox being back. Playing chicken for 4 months and hoping and praying he wouldn't go back to Houston or sign in Detroit or take the Cubs' latest offer, that's not prioritizing a player. That's not really changing the way you do business. Yeah. I'll give you credit for spending the money,
yeah,
but that does not represent a shift to me.